Hey, it's Emmy Mack on Triple M Hard and Heavy. While you're isolating, here's what you need to know about what's going on in the world of hard rock and heavy metal. First up, we're getting a blockbuster COVID-19 concert event broadcast on live TV featuring some of the biggest names in rock. Among the acts performing is part of the World Health Organization's historic One World Together at Home concert, we've got Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder, Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong, and Sir Paul McCartney. So the whole thing was curated by known metalhead Lady Gaga, and it's raising money to support local and regional charities, providing food, shelter, and healthcare to those most in need of help. It'll air on Aussie screens on Sunday, April 19th from 10 a.m. AEST. Well, Bring Me the Horizon are back in the studio recording their next album, and it's sounding heavy AF. The latest clip the band shared from the session shows frontman Ollie Sykes bringing back the deathcore growls. Have a listen.
2020 is the year of the guttural. Yes.
Let's go. Oh,
it's coming back.
Oh, it's coming back.
Oh, it's coming back.
Here's some good news for any Radiohead fans out there in self-isolation. Thom Yorke and co have been digging through the archives, and they'll be streaming a series of full concert films every week over on their YouTube channel. Also in the headlines, InHeart's Wake have launched a new interactive website based on their new single, Worldwide Suicide. Thehouseofcali.com is laid out like the house in the clip's fiery music video, and it's got a ton of info, exclusive content, and insights from the band in each room. There's also apparently a secret link to a remix version of the track. And some sad news, music producer Hal Wilner, who worked on Metallica and Lou Reed's Lulu album, has died from complications after contracting COVID-19. And that's it for now. You can keep up to date and get your news on demand at triplemhardandheavy.com.au.